छायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीम् तेजोमयीम् नैष्टिकीम् स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीम् भगवतीम् मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीम् वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीम् सुमधुरम् सङ्कीर्तनालाविनीम् श्यामाङ्गीम् मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् So in the previous day we saw Krishna talking about sarva sankalpa sannyasam or complete sannyasam. Nahi asanyasta sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchana. So yogam, in order to gain complete yogam or yogam to be implemented, sankalpas have to be renounced. So then like what is the big difference between in a way like sannyasam and karma yoga, so there is no difference at all. No, both are exactly the same. It's just like a different environment. The goal is the same. It may be like a different perspective. The vision is different, whereas both are exactly the same. External, as we saw, externally, a person might be a sannyasi or a grihastha, it doesn't matter. Internally, a person has to get rid of sankalpa through advaita bhavam, through contemplating on the truth that advaita alone exists. So that is what is more important, not the external state, external situation. So Krishna enters into yogam, how a person can attain yogam. As to how to attain yogam, that is being explained in depth. So the next few shlokas would be about how a person can attain yogam. In brief, Krishna had already said, nahi asanyasta sankalpaha, that means sankalpa varjanam, getting rid of sankalpa, which means considering the world as unreal or dvaita bhavam. So which means sankalpa means imagination. So not having dvaita bhavam in the mind. So that is what we have to, that is sankalpa, removal of sankalpa. Sankalpa means imagination or imagining things that are not real. That is sankalpa. So if a person sees reality as it is, then it is kind of true vision. It is proper vision. So that is like, so sankalpa means improper vision or unreal vision. Vision of something which is not real. So vision of that which is not real is also fine as long as we know that it is not real. So sankalpa sannyasam means not getting rid of sankalpas per se, but getting rid of the notion that dvaitam is unreal. Dvaitam is real. So that itself means sankalpas will get reduced. So who would want to brood over? Sankalpa means imagination, brooding over, concentrating too much. So who would want to concentrate on that duality which is unreal? If duality is unreal, then why would a person want to focus on it? A person will focus on that which is real, not that which is unreal. So like a person will never focus on the water scene in desert because it is unreal. Once a person knows it, nobody will like focus on that. So not focusing on that is sankalpa sannyasam. So that means advaita bhavam in the mind, having the notion that advaitam alone is real, and dvaitam, whenever dvaitam is perceived, keeping in mind that it is an illusion, that is what a sadhaka has to do. That is the direct way to becoming a yogi. So, in order to become a yogi, that is the direct way. So, though that is the direct way, so two steps are being given. So, it is a two-stepped process that Krishna says here. So, sankalpa tyagam or sankalpa sannyasam, getting rid of sankalpa means Sankalpas means dvaitam. So dvaitam means karma. So karma is based on dvaitam. So that means like when a person becomes a yogi, sankalpas vanish, which is equivalent of karma vanishing. So karma vanishing, we should not literally take words, the meaning, we should not consider it as like literal interpretation. It's not literal. We have to understand it and then interpret it properly. Karma means like karma consists of the triputi, as we think we have spoken about it quite a lot. So triputi of karma means the trios or three things that are involved in any action. So action, like any action, walking, drinking, sleeping, any of the action, we can generalize as three things are there in action. Of course, Krishna says as five, that is not, we don't want to enter into that, like we'll make it simpler, these five, these three. So three is like, one is the doer, the person. Karma, an action means an action requires a person who is doing the action. So without a person who does the action cannot exist. So there's a doer for the action, and then the action in itself is there. So the action, the real action, whatever is the action. And then there is a fruit, phalam. A phalam that is being sought out through the action. So these are the three things. So first is doer, second is action itself, and the third is the fruit. So these are called the karta, karma, second is karma, and then phalam. So these three exist for any actions, whether it is walking, drinking, sleeping, any action, all these three exist. So getting rid of karma, these three are like closely related. So getting rid of karma means these three vanish. Completely. So that is what is getting rid of karma or going beyond karma. So if we have to get rid of these three, then like since these three are interrelated, all are related to one another, remove one, then the other will fall down. So it is like three pillars holding a roof. So the roof is supported by three pillars. So at the three corners or three, it's a triangular shape, let's consider. So remove one of the pillar, the other two also will fall down. Other two will also fall down. So remove one, the other two will fall down. So in this case, like karma, the action is there, the doer is there, the phalam is there. So if we are able to, or if we are able to get rid of one, the other automatically will fall down. But to be safer, to be on a safer side, like all these three, in all these three we can implement advaitam, so that all these three will completely vanish. So when that happens, so that is like when a person tries to do action in such a way that these three will not be there, then that is a sadhana. That is a sadhana to yogam, or sankalpa tyagam. So don't get too confused about words. Sankalpa tyagam means dvaita tyagam or dvaita bhava tyagam. Dvaita bhava tyagam means karma tyagam, because karma, as long as we are attached to the karma, as long as the triputi exists, then that means karma exists, which means dvaitam exists. Dvaitam exists means sankalpas also exist, or exist means like whenever we say sankalpas exist, or sankalpas should be negated immediately, remember, I'm not going to repeat it again and again, but remember that it means considering them as unreal, not real. So when sankalpa exists means karma exists. So remove karma, sankalpa will vanish. So that means in order to gain sankalpa tyagam, the way to go is by getting rid of karma, which means remove these triputi. So that is what Krishna says in the next shloka, the first half of the next shloka, the third shloka, that in order for a person to attain yogam, the yogam of sankalpa tyagam, a person has to properly do action. So it's not like we should get rid of action. So actions, as we know, like as we discussed, nahi kaschit chanam api jatu tishtatya karma krit karyate hi avashak karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. So not even for one moment can a person be without doing action. So people are addicted or bound to do action. Nobody can do or remain without doing action. A jnani would do action, and jnani will preach. A jnani will preach. Paramatma preaches, Chinmayananda preaches, used to preach, the Tejomayananda preaches. So jnani and ajnani, it doesn't matter who, any person in this world, this is karma lokam. This world is a world of action. So in this world of action, a person cannot be without doing action. Actions are inevitable. Actions are inevitable in this world. Or in this world is based on action. Everybody has to do action in one or the other way. So actions are inevitable. What we can do is, we can try to change or perform action in such a way that the Triputi cease to exist. When the Triputi cease to exist, then what happens is, Sankalpa is not there, which means a person attains yoga. So Triputi ceasing to exist again means that Triputi will be there, but we are not part of the Triputi. So as long as, whenever we do an action, we are the Karta. I am the doer, I am doing this action, I am talking. So when we say, I am talking, what happens? I get attached to the fruit as well. I expect the phala, and if the phala is something different from what I expected, then sorrow comes. Like if phala is as per expectation, then okay. If phala is more than expected, then become very happy. The person is whirled in this sukha dukkham. From sukha and dukkha, a person like sukha and dukkha are two sides of the coin. We can never say, I want only this side. As Amma says, like those are two tires of a bicycle. So we cannot say one, we want 21, we don't want the other. We don't have an option, we have to have both. So we will go from like this to that, and then like we will end up suffering at all times. So whenever we are the Karta, then like the three will exist, we will get affected by the three. But when we do action in such a way that this Triputi, though this Triputi might exist, the Triputi exists, but we are not at all attached to the Triputi, we become a mere witness of the Triputi, then what happens is, it is as good as Triputi doesn't exist, which also means that Sankalpa is not there, and thereby we will attain yoga. So that means, karma, whenever we do action, changing the attitude or changing the way action is done, that is the sadhana to yogam. But ultimately, what is yogam? Yogam is when karma completely vanishes, or this Triputi vanishes. So again, not to get confused. So when a person wants to run fast, so what does a person do? So a person starts running. And like he starts running, so it means, which means he starts to run fast. And then after some practice, he will master it. He will, we can say he is running fast. But he starts running fast and then he runs fast. So in the same way, first, in order to overcome Triputi, we have to perform action in such a way that Triputi becomes, we are not affected by Triputi. And then when the goal is achieved, then we no longer have to do any kind of even sadhana, because it becomes very natural. So while initially driving, we will hear that, okay, when you are driving, look at the odometer, so that you are not odometer, I think, like whatever speedometer, both are at the same place, I guess. So speedometer, look at the speedometer so that you don't overspeed. So we have to consciously like look, okay, every minute like we will look here, and we have to remain very focused. It's a little effort we have to put into ensuring that you are driving properly. But after some time, what happens? After some time, it becomes very natural. Then you don't have to even look at the speedometer. You are looking, but you are looking unconsciously. You don't have to. It becomes natural. It becomes effortless. So that is what Krishna says here. So first we have to start performing actions in such a way that we become a witness to Tripathi, and then like when we attain the goal, Tripathi we will become witness. The witnesshood naturally is there, which means, or put in other words, initially we try to remove sankalpa, we try to maintain dvaita bhavam, and when we try to maintain dvaita bhavam, we will forget in between yato yato nischarati manah chanchalam astiram tatastato niyamyet atmanyeva vasham nayet. Krishna will say this, this shloka comes a little later in this chapter. So initially like we may forget, so we will be remembering that dvaitam is mithya, dvaitam is not there, advaitam alone is real. So we will be remembering and implementing, but after some time, like after 10 minutes, like we forget it. Again, like we, I forgot. Okay, then let me pull the mind back. So whenever forgetting, like whenever we remember that we have forgotten, then pull it back. It's a constant struggle. So abhyasam, practice, with constant practice, what happens is, we will forget, we will remember, forget, remember, and finally we will be able to attain, like we will be attain that state where we don't have to remember again. So that is what Krishna says in the third shloka. Arurukshor munir yogam karma karana muchyate. Yoga arudasya tasyaiva shama karana muchyate. So in order for a person to attain yogam, so in order to attain yogam, that means sadhaka, a sadhaka tries to become a yogi, for such a sadhaka, a karma karana muchyate. So arurukshoho, a person desiring yogam, a person desiring yogam, muni, for such a person like who is a muni, means like who has, Shankara explains muni as a person like who is a karma phala sannyasi, a person who has renounced karma phala. So that is what Shankara says here. You can also like just say a person like mananashilam, a person who is trying to control the mind, or in other words, just a sadhaka. So a sadhaka, for a sadhaka, karma karanam, karma is the mean, or karma is the way to yoga. So for a sadhaka, for a person who wants to get rid of Tripathi, karma, he has to do karma. So getting rid of Tripathi, the easiest way, like we may think the easiest way to get rid of Tripathi is just like end Tripathi all of a sudden. So we know that doesn't even work in worldly addictions. So a person who is smoking, is a chain smoker, all of a sudden can the person stop smoking? Quit smoking? Definitely no. It is impossible. It will lead to other trouble. The person will go crazy. The person will become mad. So it has to happen slowly. And like that's why people go to rehab. So in rehab, what happens is they will be given drugs which nullify or which are equivalent of what we call as drugs. But that nullifies the thirst for drugs. But generally or ideally, if we have to get rid of any addiction, slowly reduce it. So if we want to get rid of the addiction of coffee, all of a sudden, like if we stop drinking coffee, we will get headache. It will become very dangerous. So slowly, like initially, if we are drinking 10 cups of coffee a day, if you are drinking 10 cups of coffee a day, then like if you go to a doctor and tell him like that I drink 10 cups of coffee a day, the doctor will ask, are you living? Are you living? What will be the question? Because like 10 cups is too much. But let's say that a person drinks 10 cups of coffee a day, then that has to be reduced. All of a sudden, like getting to zero is, from 10 to zero is not it's not good. So we know, like if we have to walk, like if we have to get down from the 10th floor of a building, what do? We first come to the 9th floor. Of course, the elevator does that. If we think, oh, let me directly come down and jump, what will happen? It will be dangerous. So let's say that there are 10 steps. We have to get down like to the first step. Then we don't like jump from 10 steps to the first step. Of course, some kids might try it, and then like it will have to be like we'll have to take it to the hospital. And it's not possible. Slowly, one by one. So from 10 cups, try to reduce it to 9. 8, 7, and slowly it has to be reduced. So, if we have to get rid of karma, not doing karma completely is not the solution. Of course, we know that option is not at all there, because nahi kaschit kshanam api jata tishta tya karma krati. Even for one moment we cannot be without doing action. Therefore that option is ruled out. There is no way that option can be taken up. So then the option is do karma. So for a person who wants to attain yogam, karma is the way. So what karma? So it is like, it's the same, like Amma says, the same poison that comes out of the snake, and that which, like if we get bit, or like if that which get, if gets into our body, that will kill us, the same poison can be made to be the cure. Of course, so the same poison is a cure. So the same poison in a different way, that means like a different, like this was Amma's reply to one of the question in Michigan, like Michigan or somewhere else, I forgot. I think Boston or somewhere, I don't remember now where. But somewhere Amma said this during question answer session that the same thing, like if we take, like people say, wine, we can drink a lot of wine. If we drink a lot of wine, it is dangerous. But the same wine, doctors say, like if you take a little bit of wine, it is good. It is good. A little bit of coffee is always good, like it will keep us alert, awake. More coffee, like is always dangerous. So that means everything like has to be in the proper ratio. So similar with karma. In karma, it's not ratio, it's about the attitude. So if we have a proper attitude with respect to the Tripudi, then that karma becomes the cause, or like is a karanam, is a sadhana towards yogam. It will help us transition from the state of karma to the state of akarma. So state of karma means like when we are part of the Tripudi, we are the karta. And then like state of akarma means we become akarta, we become sakshi, mere sakshi. So how does that happen? So how that happens is very simple. All the three, like we have the Tripudi, so handle each of the three properly. Karta is there, karma is there, and then phalam is there. So with respect to phalam, we will be part of Tripudi, like the phalam will exist, like if we seek the phalam. If we don't seek the phalam, where will phalam exist? Phalam will not exist. So that means not seeking phalam. So phala iccha should not be there. Phala iccha. So na icchaya, we can say. Without any desire for the phalam, without any desire for the fruit, then phalam vanishes and the karma and karta can be like can be negated through performing the action as an offering to Ishvara. So when we perform actions as an offering to Ishvara, then what happens is we are not particular about the karma. At karma, like attachment to karma means like we are so particular about how the action is done. So while cooking, oh, you should not cook like this. You should only cook in this vessel. You should only cook with this heat. The heat should be so much. Like we will not be particular about all of those. We'll say, oh, whatever like comes, like it is fine. It is Ishvara. Ishvara will accept it. So then it means like, if and phala iccha is not there, we are not particular about what is going to be the output. Oh, food should be something that I should eat. And that will be enough, like some, that doesn't mean anything is fine. Unboiled rice, oh, eat this. Yesterday you said that, like anything is fine, so you'll get like uncooked rice. So don't try all those, like at least don't try it with me. I'm a poor person. So anyway, jokes aside, so if phala iccha is not there, then automatically this karma, like we will not get attached to karma. And kartrutvam, karta, getting attached to karta means like we, again, it also means that we are having the notion that I am doing the action, which means phalam will affect us as well. So that's why like one, if one is got rid of, the other will automatically come in there. So when we offer everything to Ishvara, then that means like we are not there. Why? Offering action means Ishvara is performing. Ishvara is performing through us. Ishvara is making us do. So that is how the attitude will be. So then there is no attachment, there is no karta, there is no attachment to karma and phalam. Any phalam will be just considered as Ishvara's blessing, Ishvara's grace, Ishvara kripa. Sarvam, everything will become Ishvara kripa. So that is how it will be. So it's very simple, this attitude. So that's what Ramana Maharshi says, very in very simple words, as Ishvara arpitam na icchaya kritam. So Ishvara arpitam, actions performed as an offering to Ishvara, na icchaya kritam, without any desire for the fruit, chitta shodakam, it purifies the mind and thereby leads to moksha, leads to liberation. It's very simple to implement. It is very simple. It's very, very simple. It doesn't require much effort. It is very simple. And this, like, if we perform actions in such a way, Arpana Buddhi, then what will happen is, we are slowly transitioning from karma to akarma. So, karma means, like, whenever we do an action, phalas can be good, bad, like, and in good and bad also, like, there are gradations. So, there can be any different phala. So, once we consider everything as Ishvara's grace, then the phala, the duality in phalam. So, the phalam can be A, B, C, D, like, or one person, two person, three person. So, there are infinite possibilities for the phalam. So, when we perform actions as an offering to Ishvara, these infinite possibilities vanish. So, when infinite possibilities vanish, when there are no infinite possibilities, then Dvaitam vanishes, which means like we cross over karma. So that vanishes when we say everything, whatever happens, Ishvara Kripa, whatever action, again Ishvara Arpanam. Whatever action, it doesn't matter what action, yad yad karma karomi tattad akilam shambho tava aradhanam. Everything is aradhana. Any karma, aradhana. Any karma, puja. And like karta, what karta, like any doer, there is no any doer. Ishvara, I am just an instrument in Ishvara's hand. Everything is ordained by Ishvara. Everything is performed by Ishvara. Oh, everything is performed by Ishvara. Oh, then like if something bad happens, oh, you know, like why I couldn't quit smoking? Because Ishvara is doing it, not me. Somebody has to give a petition to Ishvara that like he has to stop smoking. So we should not do that. As Chinmaya says, like when something good happens, I did it. And when something bad happens, I don't know, like off late, like Ishvara has been paying me a visit very often. So what happens is, like he is giving me all those bad thoughts. But it's not like there, like we are like accusing Ishvara, like we are blaming Ishvara. Because we are not able to consider everything as Ishvara's will, therefore we blame Ishvara. It becomes an escapism. We should not give such logic, like we should not do, or like we should not hide behind something. We should be bold enough, like it is, if we are able to implement this arpanam, karma arpanam, if we are able to perform actions as an offering to Ishvara, there is no doubt that we will be able to overcome the bondage of karma very easily. That means dvaitam, like there will be sankalpas means like we want many things, desire, as we saw kamam. So all those desires will vanish, immediately vanish, because everything is Ishvara Kripa. Good happens, Ishvara Kripa, like I got promotion, Ishvara Kripa. I lost my job, Ishvara Kripa. I am feeling hungry, Ishvara Kripa. I ate very good food, Ishvara Kripa. I ate very bad food, still Ishvara Kripa. Everything will be considered as Ishvara Kripa. So when everything is considered as Ishvara Kripa, then like karma, the bondage of karma immediately vanishes. So we will be able to experience immense bliss out of it. So yogam, this is the way to yogam. So karma, the same karma, like a person in an ajnani does an action, the jnani also does the action. So kuryat vidvansas tathasaktah chikirshur loka sangraham. So a way, like the action performed by a jnani and an ajnani will be the same. So Amma hugs people. There are people in the world also who hug others. So they are all ajnanis. Amma is a jnani. So both do action in the same way. Amma sings. There are many other people also who sing, like Hariharan. Maybe A.R. Rahman. A.R. Rahman also sings. What is the difference? The difference is when Amma sings, like Amma doesn't, like Amma is not affected by, Amma is not the doer, affected by the action of singing. Amma doesn't want praise, like if somebody says, Amma you sing well, oh very good. If somebody says, Amma you sing very bad, oh still very good. Amma is not like affected by the Tripudi, whereas A.R. Rahman, what will happen, like if he doesn't get an Oscar, what will happen? Then we will know everything will come out. As long as Oscar is got, very good. If Oscar is not there, then like Lagan, whatever happened with Lagan, people will start saying, oh, we came very close to getting an Oscar, but we didn't. There are politics in Oscar. Too much politics in Oscar. And then like it will go, like where it will go, we don't know. And then people will start like what is very common these days, like online petition. The people will start online petition that, oh yeah, Rahman should have got like Oscar. What if he gets an Oscar? Like, there are many people like, who have got an Oscar. Are they all realized? Are they all blissful? Do they have any bliss? You can try. How can there be any bliss in a person like who shifts from one religion to another religion? No offense, like we can feel bliss as well. But if we think about it, like how can one person, like as Amma has said about conversion, Amma has openly spoken about conversion. So conversion is totally wrong. If there is one religion, like there is another religion, both, every all religions tell the same truth. If they tell the same truth, then why would we want to convert? No religion like is there which will stop a person from following another religion or following deities in another religion. No religion will do that. Christians follow Amma here. Christians learn Vedanta. Vedanta is also no Christianity. If we go and ask Paramartha, Paramartha will explain about Christianity. Like Kanchi Paramachari has explained Christianity quite well. There are people like Ramakrishna Mission. There used to be a Swamiji. I forgot his name. Totally forgot his name. Like he has written a book called Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount? Yeah, Jesus. So whatever Jesus Christ gave, the Sermon on the Mount, as per Vedanta, he has interpreted it. We can find Vedanta in the Bible. We can find Vedanta in many places of Bible. Ramana Maharshi used to quote. So that means like if a person like moves from one religion to another, that means like a person is finding fault with one's religion, the first religion, and then going to the second religion. So it is as good as finding fault with both religion or disrespecting both religion. It is like two houses are there or two hotels are there. Both have good food. Like maybe the way the food is cooked is different. Both like appease our hunger. But we think like, oh, this food, I don't like the look of this food. I don't like the taste of this food. We go to another food, another hotel. We are in fact disrespecting both hotels because maybe like both are like created by the same person. Let's say Saravana Bhavan. So we have Saravana Bhavan or like India Coffee House, which is very common. So India Coffee House is there. So we like don't like the India Coffee House in like one road. Therefore, we go to India Coffee House in another road. Like disrespecting both because both come from the same source. The truth is same in all religions. When we do all those, like how can we get any peace, any bliss? There will be no bliss, there will be no peace. Then like for money, like do all this, like okay, singing and all are fine. There's nothing wrong in composing music, getting Oscar, all those are fine. There's nothing wrong with any of those. But if a person thinks just by doing all those, a person can get bliss. Bliss cannot be attained in any way. So, a person can attain Tameva Vidwan Amrita Iha Bhavati Nanya Panta Vimuktaye. So only a person who has knowledge, the knowledge that Brahman alone exists here, only such a person can get Anandam. There is no other way to Anandam. We may run to Mahatmas like Amma and fall at Amma's feet. We may follow Amma like be behind Amma and stare at Amma like whenever Amma is there. That doesn't mean we will get Anandam. Definitely no. Amma will say that same thing. Amma will agree. That's why Amma says like Ashrama Sakshatkaram Alakshyam Atma Sakshatkaram Anu. The goal is not to go to an ashram and stay in an ashram. Because like if we are in an ashram with Amma, like it may seem like even as the house, there is fire inside the house, we go near the fire, like it will be as if like we are also burning. So we will get like some kind of bliss. That bliss is temporary because it is just momentary. It is because of the presence. So even as iron piece is kept near a magnet, like the iron piece will behave like a magnet. But does it become a magnet? It doesn't become a magnet. It is, it will like remove the magnet, the iron piece will become an iron piece. So that is what happens, like when such spiritual influences are there, people are very spiritual. Many people in this world, we can see, like whenever spiritual influence is there, they are very spiritual. But remove that influence, spirituality like vanishes. So in one place, like going to the, like that's how people are today. Go to the temple, like very religious person, very pious person. So come out of the temple, like drinking, smoking, that is what. where is like religion there, where is religion, where there is, or how the person is pious, there is nothing. That means just like that's what Amma says, realizing the self, knowing that myself is Advaita Brahman, Advaita alone exists here, that is the one and only way. That's the only way towards eternal bliss, and that is the same as yogam, because as we saw sankalpa, tyagam is yogam. It is a different term for it. Yogam, jnanam, bhakti, all those are exactly the same. There's no difference between any of those. So, if a person thinks like a person can get, he or she can get anandam out of Oscar, then that will not be, that will not definitely be possible. So, we can go to all those levels. But like that will not give us any happiness. So on the other hand, like Amma sits on a mission like which gives like hundreds of millions of dollars in charity, like in social services. So like Amma should have like the ego, and Amma should consider herself as great, like while getting awards and all. Amma gets all sort of awards. Oh, Amma is not different from them. Amma publicizes those awards, like, and whenever we go to Amma's retreat or program, Amma plays those award videos. This is where we have to understand, like, we have to, Krishna says, like, vimrishye etat, vimarshanam, do vimarshanam, analyze. Before making any false statements, try to analyze. Like we see smoke somewhere, we may think that it is like fire is burning, and we may call 911 and call 100 in India. 100 is police, maybe fire also is 100. So call the fire department and they'll come running, and like then you will see that the smoke is nothing, like it is just somebody is smoking cigarette. So analyze first, thoroughly analyze before making any such statement. So Amma doesn't even want any awards. Amma says like that she doesn't want any awards. The very reason, or the only reason she goes to accept those awards, is because she can speak. Because she can like speak about Vedanta and like give that Vedantic knowledge. Guide people to Vedanta. That is the only reason Amma speaks. The only reason Amma goes to all these places and accepts this award, that award and all, is because Amma can speak. And she puts those videos. Why? Because at least by listening to those videos, of course, if we listen to a song which we don't like, after 10 times we listen to the song, the 11th time, like, we'll be singing the song. This has happened to us as well. Like, we may not like a song in the first attempt, and then after listening 10 times, like, we will like it. So, in the same way, that is Amma's purpose. Amma knows people don't like it. People just want to sit in front of Amma. Lazy people sit in front of Amma, stare at Amma, and then think like we are very devoted to Amma and all those. So Amma knows. So therefore Amma repeats that those teaching. Because of those discourses, those teachings, that is what Amma wants to convey. And that is why Amma puts all those. So Amma is not affected, like Amma will not get affected tomorrow, like if somebody takes away all the awards that like Amma has God, like Amma has attained, like Amma has been given, like Amma will not become sad at all. Whereas, if for A.R. Rahman, like he gets an Oscar and then like the Oscar is taken back, definitely there is no doubt that he will become sad. Definitely, like he will become sad, and it will become a big issue, a big riot, and also might happen. So it will become like a very, very big issue. So that is the difference. So, like a person cannot get anandam by any means other than yogam or jnanam. And that yogam means, it is very simple, like if we have to attain yogam, just offer actions as an, or perform actions as an offering to Ishvara, just give, offer it to Ishvara, and like with arpana buddhi, Ishvara arpitam naitya akritam, if we do that, we will be very easily able to attain the state of yogam. We'll continue in the next day. So for now, may Amma bless us so that we'll be able to do this sadhana of going over karma by performing it, performing actions as an offering to Ishvara without expecting any fruits, considering everything as Ishvara's will, Ishvara's grace, so that very soon, in this very birth itself, we'll be able to cross over samsara sagaram and become a yogi, whoever rejoices in bliss. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.